Surat An-Naba. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. About what are they asking? About the mighty event, the theme of their disputes. Very soon they shall come to know. We repeat, very soon they shall come to know. Is it not true that we have spread the earth like a bed, and mountains as pegs, created you in pairs, provided you rest in sleep, made the night a mantle, made the day to work for earning your livelihood, built above you seven firmaments, placed therein a shining lamp, sent down abundant water from the clouds, bringing forth grain, vegetation, and gardens of luxurious growth. The day of decision is already fixed. On that day the trumpet shall be sounded, and you shall come forth in multitude. The sky shall be opened as if there were doors. The mountains shall vanish as if they were a mirage. For sure, the hell shall lie in ambush to become a home for the transgressors. There they shall live for ages. In it they shall taste neither refreshment nor drink, except scalding water and decaying filth. A fitting recompense for their deeds, for they never expected to be accountable, and wittingly rejected our revelations. But we recorded everything in a book. It will be said, taste the fruits of your deeds. You shall have nothing but increase in punishment. On that day, the righteous will certainly achieve their heart's desires, beautiful gardens, vineyards, and young women of their own age, and overflowing cups. They shall hear no vanity, nor any falsehood. A recompense from your Rabb, and a gift beyond their account, from the Compassionate, who is the Rabb of the heavens, the earth, and all that lies between them, before whom no one shall be able to speak. On that day, the Spirit and the angels shall stand in their ranks. None shall speak except the one to whom the Compassionate shall grant permission to speak, and he will speak straight to the point. That day is a sure reality. Let him who desires seek a way back to his Rabb. Indeed, we have forewarned you of an imminent punishment which lies close at hand. On the day when man shall see what his hands have sent forth, and the unbeliever will cry, I wish I could remain merely dust.